The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. There has been a few people in the history of man that listened to good advice and God's Word. We might ask ourselves, have I? Haven't most of us had to learn the hard way? There have been a few from the time of Adam that did take to heart God's advice and other good advice. Abel is the first one in the history of man that listened to God. God always gives good advice and commands us to listen for our own good. But just like kids that won't take advice from parents and others because they are much smarter than the elderly people, so they think. So what happens is they have to learn the hard way that they don't know it all. Most of humanity from Adam and Eve have learned the hard way because they would not listen and take advice, and especially God's advice that He commands you to take. Now the number one whose advice we reject is God Almighty. We don't want to submit to His Word, and we haven't from the creation of man, and won't until we have no alternative. And we will come to that point according to the Word of God. This world will only survive so long rejecting God's advice and instruction from their Maker. Every day when you get up, you can say, we are 24 hours closer to our demise as a world and as a nation. When you read history in the Bible and you realize that many nations and empires fell, and very suddenly at times, the same is true with many individuals as well. They all brought their own demise on themselves because they didn't take the advice of those God sent to them with His message. They killed many of them. But one thing is for sure, they didn't listen. One good example is found in the book of Amos. Amos was a prophet from Judah that God sent to the house of Israel 30 years before Israel's demise in 732 through 718 B.C. Notice how they received His message from God. We should say, notice how they received God's message. Amos 7, beginning in verse 7. Thus He showed me, behold, the Lord stood on a wall made with a plumb line, with a plumb line in His hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, behold, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not pass by them any more. In other words, God was saying, when the sins of Israel reaches a certain point, then God will intervene in the nation. God will turn His face from them, God will quit blessing them, and God will pass judgment on them. But the nation of Israel didn't believe their demise could come and would come. Therefore, they ignored God's message and His messengers and threatened them as they did Amos. This is also a prophecy for our nation today. And if we don't listen and repent, then our demise is coming very soon. Continuing here in verse 9 through 11, the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. I will rise with a sword against the house of Jeroboam. Now you may think that this was only an ancient prophecy. Well, it was, but it is a prophecy for our nation today as well. This prophecy is dual. Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive from their homeland. They didn't want to be reproved of their way of life. They didn't want to hear the truth, as God had said about Israel, his people. He said they wanted to hear smooth things such as, you are a good people, you are a religious people, and you are all right, and nothing evil will befall you. They, just as we, their modern descendants, did not want to change and obey God. This was a nation that God had spent much time with and sent prophet after prophet to warn them of what their ways would bring if they didn't repent and turn to God. They didn't listen. Amos and Hosea were two of the latter prophets which God sent 30 years or so before they were taken captive, beginning in 732 through 718 B.C. Many conditions in ancient Israel are with us today, and one of them is we won't listen to God or His messengers, and another one is we don't want to repent and change our life. And we might add another one is that we want to be told that we're all right and that things are going to be all right. Amos 7 verse 11 continues here. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive from their homeland. This did happen a few years later to what was the greatest nation on the face of the earth for many years. Now I'm sure when the demise of Israel finally came, they wished they had listened to good advice and God's advice and God's commands. Verses 12 through 13, Then Amaziah said to Amos, Go, you seer, or go, you prophet, flee to the land of Judah. There eat bread and there prophesy. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is the royal residence. Amaziah the priest, which was a pagan worshiper, was speaking for the king and the whole nation, and he said, Take your truth back home to Judah. We don't want to hear it in the nation of Israel. We like our lifestyle of doing it our way. We don't want to hear any gloom and doom. We don't want to be corrected. We want smooth things spoken to us. Kind of sounds familiar to us today, doesn't it? Kind of sound like our nation today. There are several ministers warning our nation of our demise if we don't heed God's word and repent. Our demise is already in process and has been for many years. But we are moving closer, it seems, very rapidly now to the time that God describes as the end time for our nation when we have no healing medicines. In Jeremiah 30, verses 12 through 15, as I have brought out many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, God has much to say about the end time nation of Israel. And you need to remember, my friend, that Jeremiah was penned at least 130 years after Israel, ancient Israel that Amos was prophesying to, had been taken captive by the Assyrian Empire. Jeremiah 30, beginning verse 12, For thus says the Eternal, Your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe. Now, do you think that sounds like our nation today? I'm going to date this broadcast so that you'll know when it was made. February 7, 10, verse 13 of Jeremiah 30. There is no one to plead your cause that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. God says in other places that we grope at noonday as in the dark, that we don't know how to solve our problems. Going on here in verse 14, All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. God says that it's our iniquity that has put us in the condition and in the position that we are in as a nation today. And I have to say amen to that. And I've asked many a time on the Way It Ought to Be program, is it because that we have lived God's way that has brought these evils on us? Of course not. It's because we have turned our back on our Maker. God tells us in many places in His Word, the only way we will come out of our troubles we are in is to repent of our many sins, which God says have been and still are on the increase. The only thing that will save us is a change of spirit. And that means a change of mind, a change of attitude, and a change of our national character. Our nation as a whole won't do that. Our nation as a whole won't change. God makes that very clear in His Word. But you as an individual can, if you will. Yes, my friends, you can put yourself on God's side. And that is a good place to be. In fact, that is the only safe place to be. God says He will turn from us because we have persisted in disobeying Him. Hosea was another prophet which God sent to Israel with a warning message. Hosea's ministry spanned a period from 755 through 710 B.C., 10 to 12 years after Israel had been taken captive by the Assyrians. His ministry spanned the period of Israel's last six kings, but they didn't listen to him, neither did they listen to Amos, and much of their message is directed to the United States and the British people today. Have we listened? Will we listen? Will you listen and change your ways so you can be on God's side? In 2 Chronicles 15, verses 1 through 5, notice what God had to say. And we've repeated this many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, just as we have in Jeremiah chapter 30. But God wants us to understand. God repeats himself many times in his word because he wants us to understand what he means and what he says. 2 Chronicles 15, beginning in verse 1. Now the Spirit of God came up on Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. My friends, that's just as true today. If you seek God with your whole heart, as God tells you to do, then God will be found by you, and you can be on God's side, and God will be on your side. Continuing here in verse 3, For a long time Israel has been without the true God, without teaching priests, and without law. But when in their trouble they turned to the eternal God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. That sounds like our nation today, doesn't it? Let's read that verse again. Verse 3, For a long time Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. Yes, indeed, my friends, we've kicked God out of every place that we can. And it sounds like our nation today. But when in their trouble they turned to the eternal God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. And in those times there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in, but great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. That sounds like our nation today. Do you know of anyone that really has peace, that really is contented and satisfied today? God is the same today. God is still with those that are with him, and he will forsake those that forsake him. Do our leaders seek God? Does Christianity really seek God? Aren't we a nation that has forgotten God and his law? Don't we kick God and his law out of every place that we can? My friends, if you expect God to bless America while we are turning farther and farther from him, you will get a big surprise. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up on our next program. In the meanwhile, we have a couple of articles that you would probably enjoy reading. Request our free articles, The Knowledge That Counts and the article, The Law of Life. They're free of charge, no obligation on your part whatsoever. No one will call on you. So request our free articles, The Knowledge That Counts and the article, The Law of Life. Call the Marble Hill Church of God at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and may God help you to understand.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.